Good morning. This is Marco with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of September 30th. Today is Tuesday. We weren't able to get up yesterday's comments for the outlook. We had the bullish report yesterday. Carryouts in the corn and beans well under expectations. They cut last year's bean crop by 118 million metric tons. Funds are still short corn, beans. So I still think we've got some upside potential in these markets. Today we had the corn up to 391 as we're speaking here. Beans got up to 912 and a half, right up against the 200-day moving average. We backed off a nickel since then, but I still think the markets are pretty strong and we could see more fund buying in here. So I think these markets may have turned a corner in here. We're gonna get some harvest pressure, but I don't think it's gonna be as much as people think it is. I think when it's all said and done, the acres aren't out there, the yields aren't quite out there, and that these carryouts are going to move significantly lower. There are some people that think this soybean carryout is under 400 million. If that's the case, I think we can certainly move higher with the funds short. So as we look for the week, you know, the incentive is for the markets to move higher so the government can back off on some of the insurance payments out there. The averaging period is in October, so if they can get prices high in October, they won't have to pay on the insurance. So, you know, I think the impetus is certainly towards higher prices out here. The wheat's getting in the ground okay. We're 39% versus 38, which is why we saw a little pressure today, Tuesday, on the wheat. But long term, I still think the wheat's got a case out here. But the dollar's been awful strong. It's up another five ticks. Still over 99 cents. That's a little bit of a dampener on all the grains out here. We do need to see some more export business. There was a rumor floating around yesterday that the Chinese bought 2 million metric tons of beans, but I think it's not proven. We didn't see any export announcements announced today. The Chinese are on holiday, so I really have my doubts whether they actually did buy it. But I think long-term, they're going to want to buy it. They're going to want to buy our pork. They're going to want to buy our grains. So long-term, I'm friendly on these markets. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.